USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump will appear in a federal courthouse in Miami tomorrow. The Justice Department is accusing Trump of improperly handling classified documents. Tennessee is holding special primaries for state House districts 52 and 86 this week. The winners will advance to a special election set for August 3rd. Both of those districts became vacant on April 6 when Democrat Representative Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were expelled from the Tennessee House of Representatives. The resolution stated they had engaged in disorderly behavior. Both Jones and Pearson were later reinstated on an interim basis. Jones will face Republican Laura Nelson. Pearson is facing David Page in the Democratic primary. The winner will then face independent Jeff Johnston. Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi died today at the age of 86. Berlusconi was hospitalized on Friday for the second time in months for treating chronic leukemia. He also suffered over the years from heart ailments, prostate cancer, and was hospitalized in 2020 with COVID-19. Commuters who use I-95 through Philadelphia best be working on a plan B.
The highway collapsed in one direction Sunday after a tanker carrying a petroleum-based product went up in flames. It happened below the elevated interstate. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says repairs will take months.
PennDOT, the city of Philadelphia, and SEPTA, under leadership of Leslie Richards, who joins us today, have created detours and are working on further alternative methods to ensure folks can safely get to where they need to go.
As of the late Sunday afternoon press conference, Shapiro said at least one vehicle was trapped underneath the collapsed roadway. Philadelphia's mayor said no one was injured. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Monday underway. We are USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Unabomber has died in prison. Laura Winters with the details.
The man known as the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, found dead in his prison cell. He was 81. Former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
He was sending mail bombs, I think as late as the 1970s, going well into the 1990s, if I remember correctly. And it was during the era when we were worried about domestic terrorism.
Kaczynski arrested back in 1996 after 20 years on the run.
They actually allowed the media to print his manifesto, and that is what broke the case open, because his brother, Kaczynski's brother, was the one that read the manifesto and recognized the writing. So it was a remarkable investigative step.
Watts says the FBI searched for him in different states.
Very different from the investigations you'd see today, which largely are driven by internet traffic, social media presence, doing, you know, polls of cell phones and credit cards.
One section of Philadelphia's busy I-95 highway collapsed yesterday morning after a tanker truck carrying a petroleum-based product caught on fire underneath the overpass. Traffic has been shut down along both sides of the interstate near the collapse, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said last night at least one vehicle is still trapped beneath the collapsed roadway. There were no immediate reports of injuries. Shapiro said he intends to issue a disaster declaration today in order to speed up federal funds. Vegas Golden Knights lead the Stanley Cup playoffs 3-1 over Florida. The series returns to Las Vegas Strip tomorrow evening. Lance Pry, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield,